What you're looking at is a picture.
You're looking at a picture of, I remember my own worries and my own fears.
And it captures a moment in my life when I was being really brave in a lot of other ways.
Sometimes finding answers to our country's most persistent challenges, like poverty, requires thinking inside the box. I'm Elissa Yancey, and I'm proud to welcome you to the 11th installment of A Picture's Worth, Running for Our Future. In this episode, we meet Michelle Reynolds, a first-time candidate who's running for commissioner in Franklin County, Ohio, which includes the state's capital, Columbus.
We are looking at a picture of a groundbreaking for the Cargominiums project. And Cargominiums is Ohio's first and the nation's largest shipping container apartment complex that is an affordable housing solution to the affordability crisis in Ohio. And this picture represents this solution that we were able to develop by using shipping containers as an affordable building block for housing. The Cargominiums is a 25-unit apartment building made out of 54 shipping containers and will be 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom, 640 square feet. The rents will truly be within the 30% of their income bracket to be able to live there. Affordable housing developers have been using the tax credits as a solution to build affordably. And so that's been the response of going to government organizations to help subsidize the developments. However, we're seeing that with a scarcity of resources, government organizations don't always have enough resources to give out tax credits to build enough inventory to help solve this problem. So we're looking at the engineering side. We're looking out of the box in terms of being able to build more affordably. So this is truly what I like to term and coin a private solution to a public problem. When I was 4 years old, my grandparents opened a business. The business was for group homes for the developmentally disabled. Back in the 70s, my grandparents opened this group home because of the big deinstitutionalization push of getting individuals out of institutions and into the community. And so my grandparents opened their doors to 8 individuals, which I used to call the people. And at 4 years old, being an only child, the people were my best friends. And I can remember coloring with the people. I can remember going to church with the people, singing the old Rugged Cross together, rocking back and forth. And they were just my best friends. And it wasn't until I was about 10 years old that I realized that the people didn't live with everyone. I thought the people lived with everyone. And one day I was walking to school with one of my friends and I heard some cruel children just hurling out, "Retard, retard lover." And it broke my heart. And I remember standing up and defending my friends that lived with me in the home. But I realized that God was developing a deep compassion in me at a very early age to stick up for individuals who couldn't stick up for themselves. And so I learned housing at a very early age as being a part of a family business. And I am a third generation business owner. As my mom retired from the military, she took over the family business. And now it's the business that I'm happy to continue in their legacy.
Learn more about A Picture's Worth, Running for Our Future at www.apicturesworth.org.